This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute Grammar
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute Grammar with me, Rob.
And me, Catherine. Hello.
Hello. In this programme, we're talking about subject questions. We'll show you what they are and how to make them.
And we'll have a quiz to test what you've learnt.
And we'll finish with a top pronunciation tip.
So, let's get started. In everyday English, the words who, what, which and whose are very common in questions. And here's Neil. Hello, Neil.
Hello, Catherine.
With an example.
Who did David meet?
Thanks, Neil. Now, the answer could be...
David met Victoria.
Subject, David, verb, met, object, Victoria. So Victoria is the object of the verb met.
So in the question, who did David meet? The word who is asking about the object.
But we can also use question words to ask about the subject like this.
Who lives in the White House?
OK, so we have a question word who plus a verb lives. And it's a subject question because it asks who is doing the verb. Who lives in the White House?
Now, we don't use do, does or did in subject questions. We don't say who does live, it's just who lives. So, Catherine, who lives in the White House?
Oh, tough one, Rob. I think it's the US president.
Oh, yes, correct.
Let's have another one, please.
What makes you happy?
What makes me happy? Knitting actually makes me happy. So this question word is what. What is the subject and the verb is makes. Rob, what makes you happy?
It's got to be riding my bike, I think.
Yes.
So that's who to ask about people and what for things.
Exactly. Now, can we have another one, please, Neil?
Which key opens this door?
So, the question word which usually comes with a noun. For example, which key? Rob, which key opens this door?
The smallest key opens this door. We use which when the choice of possible answers is limited, like which key, or which day, or which colour.
And what if the choice of possible answers isn't limited?
Well, then we use what without a noun.
What happened last night? What caused the accident?
You're listening
to BBC Learning English.
And we're looking at subject questions. Neil, can we have one more subject question word, please?
Whose story won first prize?
The word whose shows that something belongs to someone, and it usually comes with a noun. So whose story is the subject? The verb is won. Whose story won first prize?
And now, a pronunciation warning. In spoken English, the words who is and the words who has are often shortened to...
Whose.
That's right. It sounds exactly the same as the question word whose. Whose?
It's confusing, isn't it?
Can be.
So here's a little tip for you. If you remember that the question word whose usually comes with a noun, you should be able to tell the difference. Here's Neil with two questions, but only one of them has a noun after the word whose. See if you can tell which one.
Who's using my mobile phone? Whose mobile phone has a signal?
Did you get that? The second question had whose plus a noun, so that means it's a subject question. Whose mobile phone has a signal?
Top tip, Rob. So, now we have four words we can use for subject questions. Who, which, what and whose.
Do you know what? I think that means it's quiz time.
And you're right, it is, Rob, but actually today we're going to do a backwards quiz.
Ah.
Right, so I'll say the answer and you at home have to work out what the subject question is. So here's the first answer. Keiko speaks Japanese.
So the subject is Keiko, that's a person. It's who for people. So the question is, who speaks Japanese?
Exactly. Here's another answer. Kate's dog won the competition.
So it's whose, because the dog belongs to Kate. With whose, we need the noun dog. So whose dog won the competition?
Right, very good. And Kate's dog is a clever dog, no doubt about it. Right, last one. The shop on the corner sells gloves.
So it's which with shop, because we're asking about a thing, and we can suppose there's a limited choice of shops in the area. So which shop sells gloves?
So that's subject questions. They don't need the auxiliary do, does or did.
But they all start with a question word. Just remember to choose the right one.
And there's more about this on our website at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again for more 6 Minute Grammar.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
6 Minute Grammar.
From bbclearningenglish.com.